From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 31st, 2021. This revised episode from March 2017 is part of a series this year of groundwater-related episodes. This week, we drop in on an event where people line up to talk and learn about their household water faucets. Sound plumb unbelievable? Well, just have a listen for about 50 seconds.
You already paid with credit card for two samples?
That's exactly right, yeah.
All the instructions are on there. Have you participated before?
No.
Okay, so sample instructions in here as well. There's a survey in here you want to fill out as well.
Okay.
One of the big things is to let the water sit in the pipes overnight, so like 10 o'clock or whatever. And then the first thing in the morning, the tap you're going to collect from, collect that bottle with the X first. And then you can collect the other bottles and whatever you want to. Okay?
If you have questions, is there somewhere to send them to by chance?
There's a link on the website that's in there. You can just type wellwater.bse.
Okay.
Have you participated with us before?
I have.
Okay.
And if there's basic instructions in there, I'm good to go with those.
And the drop-off's Wednesday morning.
Good deal.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good.
Thank you.
You've been listening to citizen participants and Virginia Tech faculty at a Virginia Household Water Quality Program clinic kickoff in Montgomery County on March 20, 2017. The program offers drinking water clinics in which people who rely on private wells, springs, or cisterns can get their water tested inexpensively and receive a report interpreting the results. Citizens pick up a sampling kit and instructions, collect water from a household faucet, or in some cases, directly from a spring or other water source, and return the samples 2 days later. Tech laboratories analyze the samples for bacteria, lead, arsenic, nitrate, iron, sulfate, and several other constituents. After about 4 weeks, program faculty hold a meeting to give participants their confidential results, offer interpretation of the analyses, and provide other information on managing water systems. The clinics in 2021 began in February and run into late November, serving over 60 Virginia localities. In operation since 1989, the program has covered the Commonwealth several times, with the results providing valuable information to specific homeowners and offering broader snapshots of groundwater conditions within localities. In a companion program, the Virginia Well Owner Network, trained Virginia Cooperative Extension agents assist Virginians with water well questions and problems. Both programs are administered by Virginia Tech's Department of Biological Systems Engineering through Cooperative Extension. For more information about these programs, search online for the Virginia Household Water Quality Program, phone 540-231-9058, or contact your local Cooperative Extension office. We close with some music, named for the weather that every well owner, in fact, every water user, needs regularly. Here's about 25 seconds of Driving Rain by the Nelson County, Virginia band Chamomile and Whiskey. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.